Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Curtis Hertel, Jr., Ingham County Register of Deeds. Good evening, Curtis. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Very good. Thank you.
Very good. Turns out watching a 60 Minutes show in early April was a good thing for a lot of folks and quite a surprise for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. We had heard about the irregularities in the mortgage assignment business, but we really didn't have a pattern to look at. And the 60 Minutes episode gave us a pretty clear pattern of what we needed to look for, and we were able to do that. And my office and registers across the state are actually in the process of finding these documents, and we're working with local law enforcement, and we really do think that there's some important issues for citizens here.
We, of course, are talking about the story that hit the headlines in the last couple of days about a surprising number of residents may have been impacted by illegal foreclosure practices. Let's do, back up a little bit and find out how this came to light.
Yeah, banks, when they want to foreclose on somebody, have to prove ownership of the mortgage. And when you go to a bank and get a mortgage, that mortgage does not stay there. They sell it to somebody else. And they're supposed to file an assignment in my office. They didn't do that. They in general, held these documents in order to save on recording fees. Then when they wanted to finally foreclose on people, they had to get these documents fast, and they hired a company called DocX. DocX hired employees to basically sign all day the same names over and over again of various employees in their company, usually the ones that were easy to spell. They were signing as vice presidents of a bank. They, one, weren't vice presidents, and two, it wasn't that person signing. So if you go through the record, you see a name like, for example, one is Linda Green, signed four or five different ways. And it's just an obvious fraud. So we are pursuing it aggressively.
Well, what's confusing to me, I guess, is how did they lose these documents to begin with?
It's a great question. You know, the reason we have a recording system in America, and we have in every county in the country, there is a county register, or someone who deals with property documents, is because, you know, property documents are very important. When you look at countries that don't have property rights, like China, the first thing that somebody does when they become a communist country is destroy the property records. So what we hold is very dear to what it is to be an American. What they didn't want to do was record them because of the fees involved. So in order to save $17, which is what it costs to file an assignment, these banks held them, and apparently, and I can't say how, because we don't know, they were either lost, stolen, or destroyed because they needed to come up with these documents very quickly and used a fraud in order to get them done.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And the problem is that you know, citizens need to play by the rules. So if we don't make our mortgage payments, they have a right in the contract to try to foreclose on us. But they have to play by the rules, too, and they didn't. And that's where my office comes in.
Well, and that's what's infuriating. I mean, there are certain things we trust in life, and a transaction like homes with, you know, bankers and homes and mortgage companies, that's one of the things we ought to be able to trust.
Yeah, you would think that it's in their best interest to do everything by the book. And certainly, in this case, that didn't happen. I mean, if you look at the signatures, it's almost embarrassing. I mean, there are signatures that are obviously, one was written by somebody with a right hand and one was written by somebody with a left hand. It doesn't take, there are misspellings in the actual names. I mean, it does not take a handwriting expert to look at these documents. But when you're filing, you know, 10,000 documents across the country and everyone's in everyone's different offices and we're all, you know, spread out throughout the country, and even in my office, I mean, we've found 60 so far in 1 year, but we file 60,000 documents in a year. So to find 60 is like a needle in a haystack. But once you put them next to each other, the pattern is embarrassingly simple for these banks. I have no idea why they didn't know it was happening.
Well, the ramifications of this, as I'm sitting here listening to you, Curtis, they just keep going and going and going. I mean, the people who they paid this you know, minimum wage or whatever to sign these documents, they have to be in trouble. The DocX company is in trouble. The bank or lending institutions that lost, quote unquote, these documents, this is huge.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to get down to how big it is, we're talking about probably tens of thousands of mortgage assignments across the entire country and hundreds of millions of dollars of mortgages that were affected by this. So, we're talking everyone from the low level, a guy who was paid $13 an hour to forge signatures. This guy actually, one of them actually admits to the fact that he did it on television during the 60 Minutes episode. But, we're not after that guy.
Sure.
I mean, that guy is, I'm sure that that's somebody who they'll want as a witness in these
mm-hmm.
cases.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking to the FBI at this point. I mean, we're going, because this is an interstate crime, the crime was committed twice, once in Georgia, where it was actually the forgeries happened, and then once the documents were filed in my office.
Well, so, one of the important points to me is that people lost their homes because of this.
Absolutely. We have citizens that have already lost their homes. We have a citizen that we're dealing with right now who's in the process of foreclosure, and we're trying to work with the counseling agencies and our local free attorneys to actually stop that foreclosure in its tracks. We've had people who have lost their homes because of these practices. And if they didn't speed it up, maybe something would have happened that they could have actually saved their home. You know, if the banks had gone through the proper procedures, and that's all we're asking here. We're not saying that if somebody doesn't make payments, yes, of course the bank can eventually foreclose on that person. But they just have to do it the right way.
Well, and you are pursuing this, as you said, we have under about a minute left, Curtis. You're pursuing this with law enforcement all across the board, from the Sheriff's Department to the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, there are several crimes here, and it is on a national level. So we're working with them on what's the best venue, and
And you're still combing files, looking for more.
Yeah, they committed a fraud against my people and my office. So we're going to do everything we can to bring them to justice.
Well, I appreciate your time tonight. This story isn't over, Curtis, and I'd like to talk to you again about it in the coming weeks. Thank you for your time.
Happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Curtis Hertel, Jr., Ingham County Register of Deeds. Man, what a story here. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.